views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. I hope those who were celebrating Thanksgiving last week had truly a healthy, safe, and blessed Thanksgiving. November has certainly seen my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, giving us absolutely wonderful suggestions and hints on how to heal family relationships. And they did this in order to make our get-togethers over the holidays more peaceful, more loving, and certainly more forgiving. But what happens when some of those relationship issues are ones which we are absolutely not conscious of, and they have to do with our generations that have crossed over? Now, in this case, out of sight is not completely out of mind, as each one of us is inextricably linked energetically to previous generations, and we're affected by their unresolved energies. Now, the Posse of Angels, they wish to delve deeper into this topic today, which is entitled Healing Ourselves, Our Past, Healing Our Ancestors to Heal Our Future. And they are reminding us that now that so many of us have healed and brought and aligned our lives through unconditional love and forgiveness, we can now help to heal our generational line. Now, the Posse of Angels has had me speaking much of late of how people from our past are resurfacing in our lives for us to finally deal with any emotions that are still triggering us and making us react. After all, how would we know that they are still making us react if we never see them again? If there are any emotional triggers, it means that we still have not completely resolved our relationships and aligned them back to unconditional love and forgiveness, or back to the divine core of who we are, our divine eternal natures. If we wish to live a full, abundant, prosperous life, and we wish to see the fulfillment of our dreams, whether that shows up in living in our perfect location, that could be in a different city, state, or another country, doing our perfect dream job with that perfect, beloved mate, it will never, ever be able to manifest if our abundant energies and essence are kidnapped and diverted by any lower dimensional energies, whether we are cognizant of it or not. And while many of us have focused and centered on healing relationships from our past, in this incarnation, the Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that there may be others that are making their presence known, as their energies contain an important frequency that will either hinder us or help us to move forward on our journey. Now, the others that the angels, the Posse of Angels is referring to is our ancestors, whose energies are infused in our energy fields, and they may be causing us to react from an emotional trigger that we are totally unaware of, that we are still harboring. It's time for ancestral and generational healing to take place, because many of us are now clear enough energetically, and we're carrying a high vibrational frequency that we can begin to address our lineage. Now, having personally acknowledged and communicated only unconditional love to all of my family and friends, I decided to scan my ancestral tree to see if there were any others along the ancestral line who needed this acknowledgement, this healing, and this unconditional love. Suddenly, when I did this, everyone, the room was so full of so many souls who stepped forward as they wished to release their negative programming energy. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that just because someone crosses over, it does not mean immediately that they're issued a halo and a harp. The only thing that is different when we pass over from the physical to the non-physical is that we do not have a body, for we take any unresolved energies with us, any anger, any bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, unforgiveness. We take this in our energetic makeup. And there's no magic wand, there's no secret wisdom or magic spell that will automatically erase our unresolved negative emotions, even when we are in spirit, as these can be only resolved by each one of us through the energy of unconditional love and forgiveness. You know, before my angelic walk-in, which was in January of 2003, which, by the way, I write about in my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-in, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Well, before 2003, I, Angel Ariel, was a spiritual teacher in heaven. And in my school, I instructed many souls on how to finally transform their dark, unresolved energies into the light of unconditional love and forgiveness. As I was looking at all of these souls in my generational line that stepped forward, my grandmother Sarah, who has been with me constantly as my guardian angel since I was 8 years old, she stepped forward and communicated that it was indeed time now to heal the ancestral line. The beliefs of our ancestral line have energetically downloaded genetic codes into us, which then became hidden and were harbored deep, deep in our cellular memory. These genetic codes worked like an internal guidance system that influenced our every behavior through subtle energy systems of the body. In other words, we may have been doing things and making choices solely because of the energetic feelings passed on from our ancestors that were downloaded into us, regardless as to whether those choices were beneficial or whether they were even healthy for us. Now, in this way, it's like those who have a history of alcoholism or abuse in a family, which predisposes some people to choose to have the same addictive behaviors, but we do have free will. As I had this conversation with my grandmother, Sarah, about healing the generations, I could clearly see several examples of just how both my ancestral lines contributed to limiting beliefs in my own life. For instance, one of the belief systems that was perpetuated in my ancestral line was that a woman needs to be taken care of by a man in order for her to survive. Okay. A woman's purpose was to be supportive, helpful, a helpful wife, a good mother, and she does not need to work if she catches herself a good husband. Notice the word catches, like someone would catch a prized fish. This catching a good husband was later changed to catching a rich husband, which programmed the woman to believe that just because your husband was rich negated anything else, including whether he was a wife beater, whether he was an abuser, alcoholic, or an adulterous spouse. A woman's priority was keeping her looks and her figure, keeping the house neat and clean, and making sure her husband and children were well looked after. She can be a teacher, a nurse, or a secretary, but only until she got married, and then she must give up work because her duties lie solely in the home. I know, everyone, it does sound, in 2018, that description sounds very Neanderthal, but for many women from that generation who are above the age of 50, this program was drummed into us, and we were bombarded by print media showing women beautifully dressed up with their coiffured hairdos and pearls, getting excited about vacuum cleaners and cleaning products to make their tubs sparkle and shine so that they can be the envy of all of their neighbors and make their husbands so proud of them. You know, everyone, with this kind of programming energetically held within my family's belief system, that women should be subservient to men, it created chauvinistic, controlling men, and it created many abused, frustrated women. Although the women were very creative and they were very capable, they continually sabotaged and they undermined their self-worth by belittling themselves, by hiding their attributes and abilities. Well, they bought into the belief system that women were less capable than men. You know, with this belief system deeply embedded in a woman's psyche, she may not consciously realize that every time she gets close to succeeding at something, she will create a block or an obstacle as an excuse as to why she cannot proceed with independently asserting herself and allowing herself to succeed in an endeavor, in a project or career. Now, another very strong belief system that was perpetuated through my ancestral line had to do with themes around money, scarcity, and being able to not thrive, but just simply to survive. With my ancestors on one side experiencing the depression of the 30s, and the other side being victims of religious persecution under Nazi Germany, they both experienced their family's wealth being stolen and taken away. This developed a belief system of lack and scarcity. And they believe that, in quotes, life is hard. They believe that one needs to fight for everything and that you cannot trust anyone. It perpetuated as an unspoken defensiveness of survival or an eat or be eaten attitude. Even though many in the family have had no blocks in accumulating money and being financially sound, there is a constant worry that it simply is never enough. And the continual mental replaying that institutions, groups, organizations are out to get those with certain religious backgrounds or that have money. One can clearly see how the struggles and the challenges of past generations caused many to unconsciously react and behave. You know, this day-to-day focus on having to survive took so many of us away and separated us from our divine, eternal natures and the deep knowing that we would always be provided for and the gift we have been given that abundance is our nature. Full of worry, stress, and tension on how we were going to survive, we worked harder. We worked longer hours, controlled more and more of life, and we slipped further and further away from our connection to Source as we are children of God. It's only through our reconnection to our divine, eternal natures, which is unconditional love and forgiveness, that our programming system will finally be healed. You know, as I tuned in to generational healing, I addressed my ancestral line, and I could energetically sense their fear and uncertainty as to how they would feel opening themselves up to release this trapped energetic negativity that had always been part of them. In fact, over the past 15 years, through my Angel Healing House healing practice, I've seen this many times with my clients as they rationally understand that certain behaviors and triggers are truly detrimental to their lives, but to let go of the only way of behaving that they have ever known is just downright scary for them. Many times people would rather hang on to the known, even though it is damaging to their lives, instead of opening to experiencing something new, beautiful, and something even more beneficial. Assuring them that they would remain who they are, but more peaceful, positive, optimistic, and joyful, I felt their fears melting away as they opened themselves to shift the energies of fear, doubt, lack, and scarcity once and for all. As I tuned in the energy healing that I was sending to my ancestral line, I could see that it looked like electrical waves that were lighting up what seemed like dormant fuses as they sparked and they sputtered back to life. The soul clearing that was happening was working to actually reprogram and, in a sense, repattern whole generations from dark limiting beliefs and default negativity to opening themselves to step into the light and receive those radiant healing energies. You know, the smiles and the laughter and downright gleeful giggles that I heard when the healing was being sent, it sounded like a group of children being tickled. You know, after I channeled healing to my ancestors and experienced their release, I noticed something unexpected. Their newly charged souls that were exuding this transformative energetic flow not only were allowing their radiant energies and light to shine forth, but I clearly saw that their unbridled energy was now flowing not only to the present generation on the earth plane, but it was unstoppable as it was catapulted and spreading its illumination for future generations. So listeners, the Posse of Angels is asking all of us to shake our ancestral tree and see if there's anyone's energies that still might be affecting and triggering us to behave in a default setting of anything that is any less than abundant, wealthy, joyful, full of faith, peaceful, and unconditionally loving. Now, having now helped many clients with generational healing of their ancestral line, this has created space within them to experience wonderful results in bringing alignment to many of their relationships in their lives. You know, many of these clients that never even thought about their energies being hijacked and kidnapped by their unresolved energies of their ancestral lines, they were so surprised once they healed this, how clear they were. Some of those clients saw a controlling, abusive father now who they had so much animosity and rage towards. Now this client was only able to see their father through the eyes of love. Many of my clients were finally feeling whole and were able to forgive and release resentment and bitterness to being made to feel less than because of their gender because of who they are. Many of these clients brought all feelings of anger and sadness towards an estranged child back to pure love, allowing only the bond of divine love and connectedness to stay in their heart, regardless of whether their child chose to remain separated from them or not. Many were able to forgive a controlling, abusive spouse as they now were able to see them through the eyes of love. They were now able to see them from an angel's perspective. You know, everyone, when we are clear and our energies are no longer affected by unresolved, dark, and negative energies from our past generations, we then become energetically free to heal ourselves. Our ancestors have been waiting for us to get to this threshold of pure love and forgiveness and immense light and increased energetic frequency so that we can create a very different default programming of love for all to prosper and shine. And when I asked for additional messages from my animal spirit cards, I wasn't surprised when Crow flew in. Mr. Crow has long been associated with magic and the supernatural, as he has the gift of seeing the unseen and knowing the unknown. Perhaps this is why Crow is cross-eyed, so that he can see into parallel dimensions and he can see hidden possibilities. Having the ability to see the past, the present, and the future all at once, Crow can help us to span our ancestral lines, help to heal any unresolved negative belief programming, so that not only our generations across the veil, but we can finally operate from pure, unconditional love and forgiveness and be energetically clear to passionately create the most extraordinary lives for ourselves. So thank you, Crow. Thank you for coming in and giving us those messages. There he goes. In the few minutes that we have left, I would just like to remind everyone that last Saturday, November 24th, whether we're cognizant of it or not, it marked the ending of a very important planetary retrograde. This, and a lot of people knew about Venus retrograde, a lot of people know about Mercury retrograde, but this was really an important one. And it was the last Saturday was the ending of Neptune retrograde. This planet has been in retrograde since June 18th. So we are closing out a five-month cycle. Now, this five-month cycle had many people finding it difficult to hear their intuitions and to discern the signs that the angels were sending them. It was a very difficult time for relationships, a time of finding it very hard to set boundaries. And many of us may have felt compromised. Many of us may have felt taken advantage of. It may have felt like all we did was dream and procrastinate instead of taking action. But all that is now leaving as we begin to feel refreshed and revitalized with a renewed ability to clearly see who and what is around us and what the meaning and genuine intentions are behind everything. This puts us in the optimum place to recreate so that we can live the exact existence that we dream, hope, and wish for. This invigorated clarity that many of us will feel is setting us up to start a very new, brand excited chapter in our lives. So I've heard from quite a number of my clients saying that since Thanksgiving, since that the 24th, last Saturday, they have felt a little bit freer. They have felt not as burdened there's something in the air that they have felt a little bit more comfortable with, not so much that they feel restricted. So tap in and see what you come up with. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. And if you still have people on your holiday list to buy gifts for, those that are spiritually minded would absolutely adore my books. We have Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die and that we are divine. One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. This book is about my five most important past lives and what I did in our one true home, what I did across the veil between those lives and coming back and then choosing another incarnation and building on the former incarnation that I had chosen. And then the sequel to One True Home is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of myself, of Angel Ariel. This tells the true story of the former soul who asked God every day to allow her to get out of her contract early, and how I, Angel Ariel, walked in on January 11th, 2003, to create heaven on earth for myself and others. You can find these books on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, or the books are available on Amazon. I Am an Angelic Walk-In is also an audiobook, and it's available on audible.com. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of those calls for free angel readings. Call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, and I would love to take your call. We will be back in a few minutes.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We've been speaking about healing our ancestral line, healing our generational lines. So many of us are now aligned with only unconditional love and forgiveness, and our ancestors are crying out for our help to finally bring all those unresolved lower dimensional negative feelings or programmings or beliefs, all of those energies back to and into alignment with God's source. So it's in a very exciting time. And I've heard from many clients who, when they've done this, it's made a tremendous difference in their lives. Let's go to our callers. We have Judy, first up in Phoenix. Judy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy. Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. What is happening in your world?
Well, I'm working on a film script, and I just had the opportunity to be a production designer on a film that might go to Netflix that I'm very excited about.
Oh, my gosh.
But I wanted to know if I should continue this script. It's taken a lot of energy, and I feel like as much as I do love it and I believe in it, I also do love the production design, which is all the visuals, props, and costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to get some clarity on that, on which way to go. I mean, I have to finish the script because I said I would, and they're waiting for it.
Right. Now does this, finishing the script, does this preclude you doing the production design?
No, it doesn't, but some people have said to me, well, you really excelled in production design. That seems like your thing. And maybe it is because I am extremely visual. I have, you know, a lot of creative gifts that are visual. But I just wanted to see if this was still a viable script, or maybe this is one that just got to get done and it is not the big one. Because Angela Kelp had told me before that I had a very good script in mind.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I do have a script in mind about my biking accident and how it transformed my life.
Mm-hmm. The Posse of Angels are saying that for you to continue with the script until it's done. They're saying that's why it was gifted to you. They're saying, yes, it is a very good idea. Also, they want you to know is with Neptune retrograde, it was very, very difficult for us to move forward. We felt like, and I'm just getting shivers all over it. We felt like our feet were, you know, in molasses or pushing molasses across a flat surface. It was just a hard slug these past 5 months. They're saying that with Neptune retrograde over, and also being Mercury retrograde until December 6th, it is a great time energetically for you to re-edit, you know, review this script that you know, you're in the process of doing. So the energies are with you, and they're saying that it'll be easier for you to write now that Neptune is no longer retrograde. They love the production design job as well. They're saying there's no reason that you can't do both. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
That.
Okay, but it's important for you to finish the script. Are you halfway through it? Are you quarter way through it?
Oh, I have to write my third draft, and that's what I'm writing right now.
I
was looking at our ancestors, and I absolutely loved it, but I was writing while you were speaking.
Good.
I've been up at 6 a.m. working on it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, being the third draft, it should come easier now. And it's, like I said, it's the perfect time with Mercury retrograde because we re-edit, we review, redo all of those things during this wonderful Mercury retrograde that we're in. And that's going to help you enormously. Just reach down here and get the cards that fell. Okay, let me pull three of your cards and see what comes out. Yes, very exciting times as we move. We feel liberated. We feel more free to move ahead. Oh, perfect. Okay. The Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is the card of opportunity. This is the card of fast communication. This is the card of when you do the film script, it will open doors for you and it will help you.
Oh, wow.
It will help you in the production design as well. Eight is the number of abundance, prosperity, all of those things. Then we get very sunny reading. This was a predominantly yellow card. The Two of Wands comes in. This is the world is your oyster card. This is especially in your career. This is like the jewel the jewel in the crown. So they just want you to keep going and know that you were blessed with this opportunity to write this script and to not to give up on it. The next and the third one is the chariot. The chariot is being recognized and a triumphant. This is things moving fast. So you got two very fast moving cards. You've got the Eight of Wands and you've got the chariot. And the charioteer is recognized for his things that he's done. So all of this bodes really well for your script and they want you to just keep going with it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Judy.
That's amazing. Please thank them for me. And thank you, Claire Candy. I love you and I love your messages and I can't wait to read your books.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Judy. And the things, just before we go to our next caller, the things that we felt in the last 5 months that we couldn't move forward or it was very difficult to be clear enough to put our energies to, we will feel more liberated now and things will happen much easier for us. Let's go to our next caller. We have Corinna in California. Corinna, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Good.
If you're here, you're doing well too.
Yes, very well. Very well. I love the holiday season.
Right.
You know, yes. It's very festive and, you know, giving to others and receiving. And it's just a lovely time of year. So what is happening in your life, Corinna?
It was very interesting, the topic you were talking about the ancestral and how it could affect the present time.
Yes.
I'm wondering if there's been this issue with my mom, mm-hmm. and I don't know if that has anything to do with that.
The positive angels are saying yes. I'm not sure what that's around. But they're saying this issue is something that is still deeply wounding, and it is affecting.
Mm-hmm. Is it deeply wounding from present?
It is energetically, because the wound has still been unresolved and still not brought back into alignment with unconditional love and just forgiveness, it's still affecting you energetically.
Uh-huh.
On some level.
How does that get fixed?
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't get fixed because it's not broken. Okay.
Okay.
our choices and decisions don't make us broken. And we certainly don't need to be fixed. But those of us who are conscious, who have gotten to the stage where our energies are very high, we don't allow ourselves to be triggered or reactive. You know, we're in the world and not of it in that respect. We can now go into our ancestral line and see what those programmings and belief systems were. And then we can send energy to our ancestral line and acknowledge what they've been through and send them that healing energy. Either we can do this, or if you don't think that, you know, you're able to do this, you can go to an energy practitioner, which will, you know, if they heal, if this is part of their practice. I don't know in what regard your mother still has a belief system, but they're saying that it still has an effect on you and your family.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. All right. So let me go to the cards and see what comes out, and giving you a hint as to maybe perhaps the things that you can do. I find that just acknowledging somebody is tremendous. Just acknowledging that they have the right to have their thoughts, their opinions, their emotions, their feelings. It's amazing when you listen to somebody without an agenda and you just acknowledge them for what they have been through. It's not right, it's not wrong, it's not good, it's not bad. It's their journey that they choose, and you bless them on their journey. And then, you know, I have a whole exercise that I do with my clients that after you've acknowledged them, you thank them, even if they, you know, were in contrast and their characteristics were in contrast to what you believe and all the things that you are. You thank them for the contrast so that you could learn more tolerance and forgiveness and acceptance. And then accepting them for exactly who they are, for blessing them, and then finally releasing any negativity. It works wonders when one looks at somebody from a divine point of view, and they're divine underneath their choices and their decisions. And their choices and decisions, Corinna, are almost always made on their experiences and the unresolved issues that they still have. And when you think about the former generations, how they were, you know, programmed, I guess, to, you know, think that life is hard, that we were in competition, that we had to fight with other, divide and separate, and all of these things. It was a, it was an energy of fear. And so there's a lot there to be released in those former generations. The first card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Wands. The Ten of Wands is the burden card. It's the releasing the burdens. So it's letting go of this feeling of struggle, of being burdened by something. And it's also a card of giving your, allowing other people to help you. Perhaps you're taking on too much. This certainly was a programming for the women in the previous generation that are over the age of 50, because they were taught to get their identity from giving to everyone else and not themselves. The next card that's coming out for you is the Emperor card. And the Emperor card is the card of diplomacy. It's the card of about stepping into that role of allowing yourself to be, I guess, the boss, or allowing yourself to be diplomatic and kind. And I often say the Emperor is a very different energy from a king. A king is, that's his birthright to come into that position. But an emperor is much beloved by the people because he has earned that right through kindness and consideration. The next card for you is the Ace of Swords. And this is a new beginning. This is a new beginning around... Well, they're saying that it's a new beginning around the way you expect or have an attachment to how your mother should act, or getting rid of those cobwebs and being more clear about all we can do is just love somebody unconditionally. What they do with that, that's their free will and free choice. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I think it would be really helpful for you in your quiet, reflective time is to go back and to call in that ancestral line and just to see where some of that programming and belief system might still be hindering. They're saying, let me see if it's from your father and your mother's line. They're saying not from your father's line. They're saying your father's line seems to be pretty clear, but it's your mother's line that's been affecting mm-hmm. you more than your father's line. So, in your time of reflection, it might be a good idea to just go back. And like I said, when I did this, it was amazing how many souls stepped forward. And you might be surprised as well.
I think I will be very surprised, and I kind of have an idea of what might be going on, but I just don't know why it's affecting me. But it's clear now that it does affect.
Yeah, and you know, don't try to figure it out. It may just be an energetic thing.
That's the issue. I always try to figure everything out.
All right. Well, you look after yourself and have a blessed day. Take care.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Corinna. And and when we look into healing our generations, healing our ancestral line, please know that those people that in spirit are not broken. They're not broken. They don't need to be fixed. None of us needs to be fixed, as we're not broken, but we are. But perhaps we're harboring energies and illusions that are not for our best interest. So it's wonderful when you start to start looking into the closets and seeing what comes up. Okay, let's go to our next caller. We have Phyllis in California. Phyllis, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, very, very well. You weren't involved in the fires, were you?
Oh, no. I'm far away from that. Thank God for that. Oh,
thank goodness.
I just feel for those who had to suffer in such a horrific time of the year. You know,
absolutely.
It's devastating.
Absolutely. So how
I haven't
how is...
spoken to you in over 15 years, the last time I spoke with you. And it's such a joy. And listen, I feel so much energy. I was asleep, and I woke up out of my sleep, and it was 9 or something. So I heard you on Instagram, and it was like a message. And I said, well, let me call her. She's asking to call in. And I call in, and I said, oh, my God, I haven't spoken to her in over 15 years. And I said, would it be nice if she said, call in? And I said, wow, the angel said, call in. And I said, oh, my God, it's perfect. I'm calling you because I have such a great, enormous energy, and I don't know what it's about. And I would like to find out this morning from you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so where is this energy coming from?
You know what? It's been following me, these three numbers. 831 have been following me all over the place. I see them. They're incorporated in my business. They're incorporated in my life. I was born on the month of 12, which is December. My birthday is the 8th in 1961. So the three numbers are 831, and they are following me forever. I wake up to these numbers. Whatever I'm doing, I see these numbers. They're in your phone number to call back in at 831. I just missed the lottery on playing those numbers. So I'm just saying, I don't know what it is. It's a message. I hear things when I'm asleep. It's like I'm in between two realms. I can hear people talking and things going on. And when I wake up, there's nothing around me. Sometimes I'll hear a ding or something will wake me up to get me up. It's like they're taking care of me.
Yes.
I would just like to find out what it is, because I have some kind of clairvoyance in my family, and we stay in tune a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, 831 is the preface or the suffix of my Angel Healing House phone number, which is 831-277-3716. That's Angel Healing House. So
right.
831 has come into effect again. They're saying that, yes, indeed, there's this huge awakening inside of you. They're also saying that, does this keep you up at nights?
Yes, I have bad insomnia. My mind is always thinking about positive things and how can I help myself and help my family. And it's just, I can't, it's like it's giving me, I'm worn out, but it's like I can't help it. And I try to relax my mind, but it's like something is pushing me, and I don't know what it is. I added up the numbers, and I also had received my vibrational numbers. So when I added them all up and I singled it out, it comes to 9. So when I started talking to the gentleman that takes the calls, it was 922. So 9 came out, and 22 is one of my vibrational numbers. So like I said, everything is in sequence, and I don't know what it is, but they've been following me, and it's getting stronger and stronger.
Right.
And yes, well, I'm very lucky.
You are very lucky. And don't try to figure this out. Because with us ascending into the fifth dimension, it's very different from when we were in the Piscean age and it was, you know, the age of logic and reason and justifying and trying to figure life out. Now it's about us being divine, eternal beings and resonating and at a very high frequency. And this is how... This is how we are creating our reality through this resonance inside of us. Okay, so one thing you can do before you go to sleep is you have this immense light. The Posse of Angels is showing me this immense incandescent white light that is coming off of you. My husband and I were watching Lord of the Rings last night, and it's like Gandalf the White. It's like this huge light that's coming off of you. What you need to do before you go to bed is you need to turn off this light, okay? Because you are, it's like a light that is allowed to be on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, infinitum, and it's exhausting. It's re-energizing at one level, but because of our humanness, we have to have a break from it and we have to turn off. So I've helped clients throughout the year who have gone through this experience. And if you can imagine when you lay down at night, to imagine you're putting on a cloak, a black cloak, which you zip up and it contains your light. And you actually say, I am shutting down for the night. And when I wake up, then I will be open again. But otherwise, you will burn out. Because your humanness is trying to keep up with your etheric body, which is just like light years ahead. And then there's this tug of war. So I think you'll feel more comfortable, much, much more comfortable if you say, I'm shutting down. Otherwise, I learned years ago that I was so, so very tired. And a dear friend of mine, very knowledgeable spiritual teacher, said, do you turn off your light at night? And I said, no. She said, well, what happens if you're working for the light? He said, you will be taken in spirit to where you can be of most service. And he says, at that stage, there was a plane crash of a football team. And he said, you were taken because you put your hand up to be of service to the light. You were taken to be at this portal, to bring those souls so that they could follow this immense light of yours for them to find their ways to heaven. I said, but that's utilizing me when I haven't given permission. And they said, well, yes, you either must turn off your light and then, you know, contain that and allow your human body to sleep or else you will burn out. So that's really an important consideration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes my clients have used different cloaks. You know, they'll have a pink cloak, which is like unconditional love, or they'll have one of blue, which is calming, or, you know, purple or whatever. But try that and see if you can regulate that, because you are just leaps and bounds going forward. you know, it's like your humanness cannot contain this enormous amount of light that's coming off of you.
Yes.
And they'll show you where to best utilize this light. I'm just going to get to the cards. What were you going to say, sweetie?
Oh, nothing. I'm just saying everything you're saying is true.
That's good. So really protect yourself. Know very, very succinctly that this is happening for a reason. And you got the Four of Wands, which is the celebration card. The celebration, there's lots of celebration cards in the tarot, but this celebration card is a celebration of hard work and effort. You didn't get to this stage of holding this amount of immense life if you didn't go through the hero's journey, if you didn't go through the spiritual warrior's quest, and you didn't come home to yourself through challenges and difficulties. So they're applauding you and saying that you will be shown how to put in effect this magnificent light of yours. Then you get the Lover's card. The Lover's card is, yes, it's about love. It's about self-love, but it's also about choice. So you will be given different choices, how to utilize this amazing light of yours and to share it with others. And I do believe it's going to be through an opportunity or a career or a job choice, because you get the Justice card, which is about signing contracts and making it.
You're so right. You're so right. I'm in the entertainment and I'm doing contracts. Wow. I just get goosebumps because I'm just like, oh my God, it's so right.
Well, you're very welcome. What I would love you to do is I would love you to call into the show further down the track and tell us how, what happens as a result of the reading and what happens as a result of you moving forward in this. I hope that's been helpful.
Oh, yes, you have. You've been so helpful the last time, too. Thank you so much, and I can't wait, because I know I feel so much vibrations right now. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful holiday season.
You're welcome. And sweetie, don't wait another 15 years before we hear from you again.
Okay, all right.
Okay, lots of love.
Much love. Bye-bye.
And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who recommends and refers Angel Healing House to others. Remember to go on my website, angelhealinghouse.com, for those wonderful holiday gifts to give to your spiritually minded friends and families. Give them to yourself for holiday gifts. And do remember, everyone, please remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I do look so forward to speaking with everyone again next week. Take care. Bye.